on behalf of the committee, we'd like to thank all the Rochtris members, TDs and the senators who arrived. As well as that too, we had a lot of local councillors, not only the local councillors, but we also had councillors from Monaghan and from Glenties. We actually had a councillor from Letterkenny and another councillor from St Arthur Municipal District, they, you know, and they were all in agreement that the decision was made completely wrong, and that the Rochtris members now, the TDs, are going to meet with, or look for a meeting now with Helen McAtee to try to arrange, you know, something going forward, you know, that this plan can be postponed at least until there's a full investigation carried out into how the whole thing was managed. And hopefully it'll be scrapped, but, you know, it'll be looked at anyway for now, and that's the start of it, you know.
And councillor, you've been quite clear from the start of this that, you know, even when the statement came out from the centre's management committee that a decision had been made and that the relocation was going to happen, you'd been quite adamant that, well, a fight was going to happen regardless. And I guess when you're seeing the huge amount of people that came out to the meeting, and also it's very important for a local area that when people are coming out to protest against something, that people are even protesting that it might not directly impact, which is very important as well. But I guess, does it give you a swell of confidence in the sense that you know what you and your colleagues are all fighting for right now is clearly in the favour of all your kind of local constituents?
Yeah, well, it was very encouraging for us, but especially for the staff themselves, you know, because there's a lot of teachers there, you know, there's a lot of local businesses and local people. You know, people who have engaged with the centre over the years, and there's people that are former staff at the centre and stuff like that, you know. So there's a lot of people that, you know, they're not directly involved, you know, they have an interest in it, you know, and it's great to see them coming out because, listen, we needed a big crowd to come out and show the support for the staff and for the business to stay in Donegal Town, you know. So, well, it's not a business, but for the businesses in Donegal Town, you know, so this centre stays there, you know, that the businesses will all benefit from it, you know. So it was great to get such a good crowd out, you know, and that was the important thing, you know.